Hi, am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded. I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday nights, prime time. I flex my bed of Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
I want to be where the people are. I want to be right here on this podcast. What is going down, everybody? And welcome, 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 welcome to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air, guys? My name is Don Mega. I am your host. I'm so happy that you're here to join me for season 26, episode 20. And tonight's show is titled The Little Machine. So we're going to be talking about all the news that went down from May 24th through today, May the 30th. Got a couple of movies to talk about, got a couple of TV shows to talk about. And then, of course, we're going to be getting you caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news and television and movies. And, of course, non-spoiler reviews right here. Am I on the Air? You ready? Let's get it popping. So, as we like to do, I like to do a little bit of plugging in the beginning for those of you that might not have noticed some different podcasts that have dropped or different things that we got going on here. So I'm going to start off with the Am I Still on the Airs. So in the last month, we've done a couple really special Am I Still on the Airs, our spoiler reviews, which are some of our most popular episodes out there. Of course, about, I don't know, a month ago, we did Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And then about 2 weeks ago now, we did Fast X. So it's myself, Friggins, Peeps, got together. We did it live on the YouTube channel. So there is a video version of these reviews, which are always fun because this is strictly an audio podcast. So, but when we like to do those spoiler reviews, we like to do it in video, man, so we could talk and we could have a good time. So check it out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/AmAIOnTheAir. Or you can listen right here on the podcast feed. But either way, if you haven't listened to the spoiler reviews, or maybe you forgot because you hadn't seen the movies yet, but now you have, make sure you check it out, okay? Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 and Fast X, Am I Still on the Air? Spoiler reviews. Then I got a new Quick Bite episode out, and I go into a full detailed non-spoiler review on the new Arnold Schwarzenegger show, FUBAR. So check that out if you're interested. That is a separate podcast feed, so you're going to have to look that one up. But it's called Am I on the Air Quick Bites, and you can find it anywhere you love podcasts. I will talk a little bit about FUBAR tonight, but if you'd like to know more or a little bit, you know, just more elaborated, check out the Quick Bites. Less than 10 minutes, guys. Okay, with that out the way, let's jump right into the movies. And I'm going to start with The Machine. The Machine. So this is a movie that I really knew nothing about till about maybe 5 months ago or so. I was actually at a work meeting. I went on a work meeting out in Texas, and one of the guys that works for my company found out I was the movie guy, and he came up to me and he said, "What do you think about The Machine?" And I was like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And he's like, "Dude, The Machine, it's the Burt Kreischer movie that's coming out." And I'm like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And he's like, "You don't watch Burt Kreischer?" I'm like, "I still don't know who you're talking about." Burt Kreischer, stand-up comedian, right? And in his stand-up routine, he would tell a story called The Machine, where basically it's about his younger days, where he worked for the Russian mob, and supposedly it was a true story. So what they did is they turned it into a movie here starring Burt Kreischer himself, with Mark Hamill as his dad. Jimmy Tatro, who I think is super funny. He plays the young Bert Kreischer, so when they do the flashbacks, which is awesome. And really good supporting cast here. So obviously it's way elaborate, it's way over the top. And I watched the Red Band trailer after he told me about this movie, and I was sold. I love the Red Band trailer, and I was like, I will go check out this movie. And I did. And I liked it for the most part. Was it as funny as I hoped it to be? No, I won't say that. It is a little too over the top at times, and it's not consistently funny enough for me to be like, yo, this is one of the best comedies of the year. However, there are a lot of really good laughs. And I think that if you're going in just looking for a decent time and a decent laugh, I think you'll have fun with The Machine. So, again, the story on this one is Bert Kreischer faces a family crisis and the arrival of his estranged father when the ghost of his booze-soaked past arrives, a murderous mobster hell-bent on kidnapping Bert back to the motherland to atone for his crimes. Together, he and his father must retrace the steps of his younger self in the midst of a war between a psychopathic crime family while they attempt to find common ground. So, like I said, they take the story from his stand-up, they elaborate on it, they tell the story, and then this continues the story in the current day. So overall, like I said, some pretty solid laughs. It is way over the top. I am interested to watch his stand-up special and hear him tell the full comedy story about The Machine now that I've seen the movie. So I'll definitely be seeking that out. But hey, check it out for yourself and see what you think. I would give The Machine 3 out of 5 stars. And then, of course, I'm going to lead into the big movie of the weekend, The Little Mermaid, baby. That's right. So The Little Mermaid finally hitting theaters, the live action Disney version of The Little Mermaid. And this one, of course, you know what it is. The youngest of King Triton's daughters and the most defiant, Ariel, longs to find out more about the world beyond the sea. And while visiting the surface, falls for the dashing Prince Eric. With mermaids forbidden to interact with humans, Ariel makes a deal with the evil sea witch, Ursula, which gives her a chance to experience life on land, but ultimately places her life and her father's crown in jeopardy. Of course, you have Hailey Bailey playing Ariel. You got Jonah playing Prince Eric. David Diggs as Sebastian. Come on, man. Sebastian under the sea. You got Awkwafina as Scuttle. You got Jacob Tremblay as Flounder. Javier Bardem as King Triton. Melissa McCarthy, of course, as Ursula. So, my thoughts. I will say, even though I'm not big on all the Disney movies, Little Mermaid, I've always enjoyed. That was just always like a throwback to my younger days. Little Mermaid was always the one for me, right? And she was a hot redhead, so why wouldn't I like Little Mermaid, right? I mean, I think it resonated with a lot of the boys. you know, so this is one that I think we've really been waiting to see a live-action version on, especially now that we get better and better with the way water is filmed, right? Especially after Avatar, The Way of Water, which, by the way, looks way better than this one movie does. But hey, they tried. You know, we've got Aquaman. We've got different things like that where they've really honed that technology. This feels more like Aquaman kind of technology in this one here. James Cameron definitely did not give a lending hand on this one. But I thought all the voices were great, right? David Diggs, I thought, was great as Sebastian. Awkwafina is always a good voice as Scuttle. You know, Jacob Tremblay, perfect casting to be Flounder, right? Javier Bardem killed it as King Triton. He was really, really strong. And Jonah playing Prince Eric, I mean, he was pretty solid as Eric as well, too. Didn't know much about his previous roles. Your two standouts here, and they're two of the main roles, which is really great. Obviously, Melissa McCarthy as Ursula. Perfect casting. Perfect, perfect casting. She was amazing. And her singing, "Poor Unfortunate Souls," was great. Who knew she had a voice like that? Melissa McCarthy, amazing as Ursula. Hailey Bailey, give it up. Give it up. Fantastic as Ariel. You fall in love with her. She has the siren voice. Her vocals are outstanding, and you know why they casted her in this role. She's so, so good.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear?
How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
So what else could you want, right? I mean, it really does what it sets out to do. They do take a couple songs out from the cartoon and they add a couple new songs in. Not too shabby. There is a song from Prince Eric that I thought was kind of lame. That would be when I go refill my popcorn. But then there was a fun little song, "This Got a Butt," with Awkwafina and David Diggs that I thought was pretty cute and pretty fun. Definitely, you could tell, got that Lin-Manuel Miranda touch. But it's classics, man. "Under the Sea," "Kiss the Girl," "Part of Your World." Those are what you came for, and they nailed it. Especially "Kiss the Girl," man. Just right out the cartoon. So good. So, you know, I think if you're a fan of Little Mermaid, I say go watch this one and definitely check it out. My criticism is that it's too long. This movie is almost 2.5 hours long. And for a movie really aimed at kids and stuff, like, my daughter is great at movies and she was starting to get really antsy. She was moving around. She was kind of like, how much longer is this going to be? Like, you know, it ran too long. It didn't need to be 2.5 hours. There was a lot that I would say could have been cut out to really trim this thing and keep it straightforward, right? The original cartoon is not 2.5 hours long. So there was no need for that. It does drag in moments. And that's why at the end of the day, I would give Little Mermaid 3 out of 5 stars. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great. I thought some of the performances were great, but overall the movie just kind of landed on that good mark for me. Definitely a thumbs up. My daughter loved it though. You know, when we left, she said she loved it. She'd give it 5 stars. And so there you go. Even though it was a little bit long and she was getting a little antsy, she did really, really like it. And she wasn't even that stoked to go see it in the first place. So that kind of goes to show something. So there you go, man. Couple movies there kind of getting that 3-star treatment. The Machine and The Little Mermaid, both in theaters now, 3 out of 5 stars. All right, moving on over to the TV side. I can finally talk about the FUBAR. Yes, Arnold, he came to my house and he talked to me. He said, "Hey, Don Mega, I'd like you to watch the FUBAR. It's my new show on the Netflix." And I said, "Okay, Arnold, let me watch the FUBAR." So yeah, I've been really, really excited about FUBAR. I actually watched this show in its entirety about a week to a week and a half before the show even dropped on Netflix. But I could not talk about it. I teased it on last week's episode. But finally, the embargo is lifted because the show dropped. So I could talk about it now. This one, of course, stars Arnold Schwarzenegger as a retired CIA operative. And basically, he gets sucked back in for one more mission and then finds out that his daughter is working for the CIA also and is undercover. So it kind of pulls him back in, right? Because he doesn't trust that his daughter can pull the job off without him. So you have Arnold leading up the crew. His daughter is played by Monica Barbaro, who you might recognize from Top Gun Maverick. She is excellent in this. She is so, so good. Millian Carter plays Barry. He's kind of the techie guy of the team. He's great. I loved his character. Fortune Feimster, she plays Ruth, and she's always funny when she pops up in things, so I knew she'd be funny. Travis Van Winkle, he was a surprise for me because I've only seen him kind of do drama stuff. He did a little bit of humor when he was on season two or three of You on Netflix, and I dug his character on that show. Didn't know what to think of him on here, but he was great. You know, and then your villain, Gabriel Luna. So Gabriel Luna kind of reuniting there with Arnold, you know, Terminator Dark Fate coming back. And so, you know, this is an action, adventure, comedy, drama. It kind of covers the gamut, right? I thought Arnold was great as the kind of aging out CIA guy who has to come back in to protect his daughter, but his daughter being very good at her job and not really needing her dad to kind of watch her back. And then them trying to deal with their relationship because he was always gone as she grew up, right? But now she knows why, but she still kind of holds it against him, even though she's doing the same thing to her fiance, right? And then you have the rest of the team kind of covering each other's backs. When you're going to have a show like this, it's really about the ensemble. And even though Arnold could really carry this thing by himself, the ensemble works, because it's really funny. It's the dynamic of the team. It's the different people, the different players that pop in and out. Tom Arnold even pops up for an episode. There's a lot of good stuff here, and it was a really fun watch. So I give a thumbs up big time to FUBAR. Make sure you check this one out, now streaming on Netflix. And then by the way, remember again, I got my quick bite if you want to hear a longer review. And then my other new show of the week that I'm really excited about is Platonic. This is a new Apple TV Plus show that just dropped, when did this drop? Over the weekend? I think it dropped over the weekend, or maybe even on Monday. And this is the new Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne show that is on Apple TV Plus. And they play estranged best friends, so to speak. They were best friends for a long, long, long time. And then they kind of went their own ways. And then now Seth Rogen's character is going through a divorce. So she reaches out and kind of rekindles their friendship. But their friendship is so over the top, and they're really bad for each other. But it's funny as hell. Guys, I love this show. Apple TV Plus dropped the first 3 episodes, and they're great. I'm so sold on this show. Seth Rogen is hilarious. Rose Byrne is hilarious. When they get together, they're even more hilarious. I absolutely love this one. So a big thumbs up from me for Platonic over on Apple TV Plus. Make sure you check that out. And then lastly, for those of you on the cooking kick, I love cooking shows. And if you're a Gordon Ramsay fan like I am, MasterChef season 13 just came out. So make sure you check that out. And he also dropped another new show, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars. So both of these shows are on Fox. They stream on Hulu. Food Stars is a little different. This is a new show where he brings in entrepreneurs, kind of Shark Tank style, that are in the food industry, and he puts them through different challenges, and the winner is going to win his backing. He's going to be an investor for this person and their company. So kind of a different take, you know, but you still got all the cooking stuff. And then for those of you that just love the straight up cooking, that's where MasterChef comes into play. This season, they're kind of doing like a United Taste of America. Who's got the best cooks, right? The West, the Southwest, the Southeast, the Northeast, you know, of the country. So there you go. Just a couple of real quick Gordon Ramsay notes on there. All right, let's get on over to our box office. I'm going to talk 2 box offices really quick. The rankings are pretty much the same. The money just increases, right? Because this was Memorial Day weekend. So you have your 3-day weekend, which is our normal Friday, Saturday, Sunday that we always talk about. And then when there's a holiday, they include Monday. So then you have your Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So I'm going to do both real quick. So for the 3-day weekend, May 26th through the 28th, coming in number 10 was Book Club, The Next Chapter. Number 9 was Evil Dead Rise. Number 8, You Hurt My Feelings. Number 7, Kandahar. Number 6, About My Father. Number 5, The Machine. Number 4, The Super Mario Brothers Movie. Number 3, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Number 2, Fast X. And number 1, The Little Mermaid, bringing in $95 million in its debut. And then when you go over to the Memorial Day weekend, number 10 is The Book Club. Number 9 is Evil Dead Rise. Number 8 is You Hurt My Feelings. Number 7 is Kandahar. Number 6, About My Father. Number 5, The Machine. Number 4, Super Mario Brothers. Number 3, Guardians. Number 2, Fast X. And number 1, Little Mermaid. So it looks like it's basically exactly the same. But here's the big difference. Little Mermaid on the 3-day weekend made $95 million. And then Little Mermaid with the extra day for Memorial Day brought in $118 million. And almost $119 million when you put it all together. So very nice debut there for the Little Mermaid over Memorial Day weekend. All right, so now that we got the box office out the way, let's switch gears and we'll get into our news of the week. So in the last week, we officially said goodbye to the Arrowverse. That's right, the Arrowverse, which started with the show Arrow, began on October 10th, 2012, with the pilot episode of Arrow. And then last week, on May 24th, 2023, it ended with the series finale of The Flash. Yes, The Flash ended after 9 seasons. So the Arrowverse from October 10, 2012 through May 24th, 2023, we said goodbye. The Arrowverse was fun, man. That was a fun fun time. I mean, there was a big, big peak there where that was what I looked forward to every single week on television. You know, especially you had Arrow, you had The Flash, and then you had, you know, things like Supergirl, you had Batwoman, you had Black Lightning, you had The Legends of Tomorrow. There was a lot that kind of came out of this, and a lot of characters that came and went, a lot of great stories, a lot of cool crossovers. A lot of good stuff, man. It definitely took a big downhill swing in the last couple seasons, and it's kind of good they wrapped it up, but it was a good time there for quite some time as we wrapped up the Arrowverse. All right, guys, the original, the new first reactions are starting to hit for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which, of course, hits theaters this weekend, and they're over-the-top phenomenal. I mean, we have work of art, masterpiece, nonstop amazement from start to finish. I mean, it goes on and on and on in nothing but positivity. I've seen people say best animated film of all time, blows the first movie away. I mean, just hits on all cylinders. It's crazy the amount of hype over this film. And I'm not even that hyped for it, to be honest. I haven't liked the trailers. I love the first movie, by the way. I just want to state that. But I don't think the trailers have been all that great. And I don't think it looks all that good. So I'm hoping that they've just been hiding really all the great stuff that this movie has in store. I'll be there this weekend for sure. And we'll see how it goes. But I'm just like, man, you know, the movie's that great. And I don't know, man. I'm just not feeling it right now. So we will see what happens. But we're on the road, man, for some pretty good stuff because we got Spider-Verse this weekend. Next weekend is Transformers Rise of the Beast. The weekend after that is Flash. So I've already got my tickets to all those movies. I'm so excited. We got a really good streak coming up here. And I can't wait to see how they all go because all three of them are getting great word of mouth. So let's go, baby. It's movie time. Chicago Med original star Nick Gelfis confirms his exit after 8 seasons. Amazon Prime Video has ordered the spy thriller Butterfly, and it's going to a series with Daniel Day-Kim set to star and executive produce. In some really sad news, I hate this part of the show, but we have to say goodbye to Tina Turner, man. Very, very sad. 1939 to 2023. Tina Turner was 83 years old and passed away, man. So, you know, definitely another pop icon growing up was Tina Turner for sure, man. What's love got to do? Got to do with it. You know, she's my private dancer. And, you know, thoughts and prayers are definitely out to her friends and family. Big hit there for the music industry. All right, season 3 trailer for I Think You Should Leave coming to Netflix. I believe it actually came out on Netflix today, so make sure you check that out. If anybody watches this show, let me know what you think because I kind of want to try it. I see videos pop up with this dude on TikTok all the time, and I think they're hilarious. So I'm like, should I watch this show? Because I feel like I should. I think I'll probably really like it. So we'll see how that goes. Sylvester Stallone's new reality show, The Family Stallone, has already been renewed for a second season over on Paramount Plus. So congratulations there. And man, does he have some fine daughters. I should watch this show just for the family dynamic, right? Yeah. We saw the first little teaser video of Spider-Man 2, the video game, and oh my god, does it look amazing. I need to pre-order this thing with the quickness. It looks so good, man. I'm so excited. They released like a 12-minute video for this game, and it looks amazing. Doctor Who Season 14 cast has added Game of Thrones' Adira Varma to the cast, starting to see her get a lot of gigs, which is great. Wheel of Time Season 2 is coming soon from Amazon Studios, so we have some first look photos there of that. Kristen Stewart is set to lead the English remake of Rosebush Pruning. A movie based on the Italian satire Fist in the Pocket. So do with that as you will. Deadpool 3 filming begins. That's right. So we're moving ahead there. We'll see how long it goes until the strike puts a kibosh on this one. We got Andy Muschietti, director of The Flash, talking about some spoilery stuff. So click at your own volition because I don't want to hear, man, you spoiled it on there. My article does not spoil it. If you click it and you get spoiled, that is on you. Because, yes, it does pertain to some cameo stuff. So read at your own risk. Kathleen Kennedy says that Obi-Wan Kenobi could return in a movie. We'll have to wait and see on that one. Better Call Saul's Rhea Seahorn has joined Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys 4. Amazon Prime has picked up the rights to Ice Road 2, starring Liam Neeson. I'm very confused by this because I'm pretty sure Ice Road was a Netflix movie. So I'm like, how the hell is it going to Amazon for the sequel? I'm like, Netflix isn't even doing the sequel to their own movie. Kind of confusing there. We have the first full season 2 trailer for Star Trek Strange New World, so make sure you check that out. I know a lot of people love this show, including myself, so looking forward to the return of Strange New Worlds. Netflix sitcom Survival of the Thickest, starring Michelle Buteau, gets a summer release date, and we have the first look teaser trailer for you guys to check out right now, so take a peek at that. We have the brand new trailer for Barbie. That's right. This is the third trailer. This is the first technically official full trailer. The other two were categorized as teasers still. This one actually shows more of the story of what it's about. And I love it. The hype that I have for Barbie movie is through the roof. I never in a million years thought I'd be so stoked to see this movie. I think it looks hilarious. I think Margot Robbie looks like she's killing it. Ryan Gosling looks like he's killing it. This movie's so stacked with actors. And every trailer just kills me, dude. It's so funny, dude. I love when they're all just jamming out dancing. And she's like, do you ever think about dying? And then just everything comes to a halt. You know, and she's got flat feet now, man. No. Oh, my God, flat feet. So, yeah, check out that trailer. It's hilarious. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. Prime Video has greenlit season 2 of Citadel, and Joe Russo is actually going to direct the entire season. So that is pretty amazing right there, man. Of course, Joe Russo from the Russo brothers who did Infinity War and Endgame. This is their baby right here. Even though they didn't direct Citadel, this is their show. They were executive producers on it. They helped put it together. This is something Prime Video wants to turn in to a big global kind of show, right? There's Citadel US, which is the one we watch. Then there's going to be like Citadel Italy, Citadel Mexico, you know, across different countries. So it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of branch Citadel out. But season 2 coming and Joe Russo directing the entire season, which I think is going to be really, really cool. Marvel's Thunderbolts has officially halted production due to the writer strike. So there's another Marvel movie that has hit the pause button there. Sony has released a new R-rated trailer for No Hard Feelings, starring Jennifer Lawrence, other Jennifer. This movie looks awesome. It looks super funny, and another R-rated trailer I am down for, so check it out. Hey guys, if you don't have Peacock yet, Peacock is running a deal right now, 60% off. You can get an entire year of Peacock Premium for $19.99. That's right. It's usually $50. You're going to get it for $20. This is worth it, man. My subscription had actually just run up, and I renewed using this promo, and I'm good to go for another year for just $20. So I love it, and I think you should do it because Peacock is pretty awesome. If you don't have it, make sure you get it. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is going to set the franchise record for the longest runtime. The movie is going to be close to 2 hours and 40 minutes. So there you go there. So let's go. I'm ready for my Mission Impossible. Dolph Lundgren is joining the cast of the upcoming Netflix spinoff of The Witcher. So there you go there. It's an upcoming untitled spinoff. But yeah, Dolph Lundgren joining the cast there. We have your first teaser trailer for Hijack, which stars Idris Elba. It's a new Apple TV Plus suspense drama. It takes place on a flight. So make sure you check that out. Looks really good. So I'll definitely be checking it out because I told you I love my Apple TV Plus shows. Quality is next level. Adeline Rudolph is set to play Katana in Mortal Kombat 2. So let's go, baby. I love that they're ramping up the casting for this thing. Like I said, Transformers Rise of the Beast reactions have dropped, and they say there's still plenty of sparks left in the franchise. Yes, let's get ready to roll out. Before time began, there was the cube. Transformers Rise of the Beast is coming on June 9th. Yes, make sure you check it out. I'm glad to hear really good stuff about Transformers. James Cameron has revealed that he started writing a new Terminator movie. James, finish your damn Avatars. Let's not get sidetracked here. Pretty interesting, though, that he would go back to the well with Terminator. I did not expect that. How To with John Wilson is set to end with season 3 over on HBO. Didn't even know there was a season 1 or 2, so I guess, yeah, there you go. The Blacklist sets a July air date for its supersized series finale over at NBC. We have your first season 3 look at Sweet Magnolias, which of course is coming to Netflix, so take a look at that. It's going to be hitting Netflix in July. Let's see here. I was just seeing if there was anything else to talk about. That's what I was going to say. I knew there was something else with Marvel. We talked about the Thunderbolt strike, but that has also caused Marvel to stop filming on Wonder Man. Wonder Man is, of course, the show they're doing on Disney Plus, and that has been paused as well. And we already talked about Blade on last week or the week before. They got Blade, Wonder Man, and Thunderbolts all on pause. So far, it looks like Captain America New World Order is still filming, but I won't be surprised to see that one yanked at some point, too. Congratulations to FUBAR, Netflix's number one TV show out there. So that is very cool there. Always cool to see a new show hit that number one spot over on Netflix. Will Ferrell is looking like he's going to play John Madden in David O. Russell's new upcoming movie. Ahsoka cast has added Temuera Morrison to play a live-action Clone Wars character. So very cool there to see him come back on that. Supposedly, we are back into the works in the John Wick universe. That's right. Chapter 5 is in early development, along with 3 spinoffs. So, I don't know. It sounds like, depending on what article you read, that they might be counting the ballerina movie that Ana de Armas is doing as a spinoff. Even though that's already done, it sounds like they might be counting the Continental TV show that Peacock is doing as one, which is already done. So, I don't know if it means 3 additional spinoffs or they're just counting those as 2. And then there's going to be an additional one. But the main one here is John Wick Chapter 5 is in early stages of development. Didn't take long for them to turn that page. So there you go. Benny Safdie will no longer direct the upcoming Adam Sandler movie. So it looks like his brother will take that one up all by himself. Hunter Schafer has joined the new A24 music drama Mother Mary. Transformers 1 is delayed. That is the animated movie that's coming out next year. It was supposed to come out in the summertime. Now it looks like it'll be released in November. That's the one where Chris Hemsworth is actually going to be playing Optimus Prime. So it's going to be really interesting to see what we do there with Transformers 1. I can't wait to see some of the stills on that one. Like we talked about, Deadpool 3 is now filming, but Ryan Reynolds is not legally permitted to improvise any lines. I kind of spoke about this, I think, a couple weeks ago that, you know, Ryan Reynolds is a writer. And with a writer strike going on right now, if he was to improvise or change any of the script on the fly, he could lose his writer's license. So interesting that they would even be filming this without him being able to improvise, because that's what he's really good at, right? So I have a feeling that, you know, a lot of the dialogue that he does with the mask on is probably going to get changed later in post. I just have a feeling that they'll make some changes down the road. Maybe they just want to get the filming out the way and then they could play with that, right? He's like, hey, I'm wearing a mask. I can say whatever I want to say when we actually re-record it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Jack Quaid is signed on to Top Line Companion, which is a new sci-fi thriller from the team behind last year's horror hit of Barbarian. Special Ops Lioness. That's right. Looks like it's going to come out this summer. This is Taylor Sheridan's new show that's going to be hitting Paramount Plus with Zoe Saldana and Nicole Kidman. So I'm definitely very interested in this one, man. I think all his Paramount Plus shows have been really killing it. The next Citadel spinoff is coming. It's going to be the Italian one. So get ready for that for the Amazon Spyverse. No Hard Feelings, the Jennifer Lawrence movie, is going to hit theaters on June 23rd. So lots of stuff in June. Euphoria season 3, likely to not come out till 2025. Talk about a delay. God damn, man. This show is all over the place. 2025? Don't hold your breath, guys. Don't hold your breath for that Euphoria season 3. Fast X crossing the $500 million mark globally, the third highest grosser of the year. So congratulations there. Again, doing a lot of business overseas, just really killing it there. We have an article up talking with Joseph Sikora, talking about Tommy and Tasha and everything in Power Ghost and upcoming Power Force. So check that out for season two. Yeah, very interesting article here with him talking about the franchise. Jon Snow, Game of Thrones spinoff development, has been halted. The show is not greenlit yet, but they're saying it's not canceled either. So we'll keep you posted on that one. HBO also says they're looking at doing more Game of Thrones spinoffs. So, God, we'll see what happens there. The Last of Us Season 2 is going to be taking a big swing with its clickers. That's good, because we need more of them. So let's go. Martin Scorsese announces that he's going to do a new Jesus movie after meeting Pope Francis. So that will be his next film. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are going to score the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie. So that's pretty cool there. Flash director, yes, talking about Ezra Miller, said Ezra was brilliant and the most committed and the most professional actor. Ezra gave everything for this role, physically, creatively, emotionally. They were absolutely supreme. So, you know, Andy Muschietti really sticking up for Ezra Miller and saying, hey, if I was to come back and make a sequel to The Flash, it would be Ezra Miller coming back. So for all those people saying there's no way he would ever come back for a sequel, he's really got his back and saying, I don't see anybody else playing this role the way that Ezra did it. So good to see that commitment there. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which we talked about, comes out this weekend, is tracking for an $80 million opening weekend, a big leap forward from the little $35 that it did when Into the Spider-Verse came out a couple years ago. So big, big jump up, which should be really good there, man. I love that. Robert Englund confirmed that he is done playing Freddy Krueger, so no more there. We have a trailer for a movie called Hidden Strike, a movie that I had no idea even existed. It's got John Cena and Jackie Chan. It's a new action comedy movie. I haven't had a chance to watch the trailer yet. I'm going to, because I'm like, where the hell did a Jackie Chan, John Cena movie come from? But yeah, check out the trailer for Hidden Strike. John Cena doing a lot of stuff in the background, man, that we don't know of. So very interesting. Deadpool 3 will reportedly include more returning X-Men and villains. So no word on anybody, but it sounds like they're really ramping that up. Rebecca Ferguson is in talks to star in the new Tim Miller directed revenge film, Best Served Cold. Love the sounds of this. Love Tim Miller. This love Rebecca Ferguson. This sounds great. Arnold Schwarzenegger confirms that he is not in Expendables 4. We have your lead cast for How to Train Your Dragon, the live-action movie. It has found its Hiccup and Astrid. That's right. The Black Phone star Mason Thames and The Last of Us actress Nico Parker will star in the live-action How to Train Your Dragon. Universal has dated the movie for a March 14th, 2025 release date and is planning to shoot the film this summer. And on that note, we are done, my friends. That's right. So we did that in a nice 35 minutes. Look at me go tonight. Yeah, kind of light on the news. I think as the writer strike goes on, things are going to start getting slower and slower and slower. It's not going to be a ton of projects lining up if we got no writers, right? So I think it's going to kind of take a halt back. So let's get on out of here and let's wrap this baby up, but not first without some plugs. Once again, amiontheair.com is the official webpage, so make sure you bookmark that and follow us all around the socials. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. You can support the show on Cash App, Venmo, just search Don Mega and you should be able to find me there if you'd like to do something to support the show. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. That's the easy and free thing you can do to support the show. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. Give us a thumbs up. Leave us 5 stars everywhere you can, right? Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, everywhere you listen, give us some support, okay? Make sure you follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. Go to YouTube, subscribe, check out all the Am I Still in the Airs. And that would really be cool. And of course, like I said, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. I do video reviews on there. I got one up with my daughter doing Little Mermaid. I got one up for the machine. I do 60-second quick thoughts. So very cool videos there for you to check out when I go watch a movie. And then you can get my thoughts real quick before having to wait for the next podcast to drop. And of course, thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, reddragonsradio.com. The Pop Culture Pros, follow on Twitter at popculture_pros. Thank you to them for always streaming our show on demand and supporting us. And on that note, that'll do it for us here tonight on this May the 30th as we wrap up season 26, episode 20, The Little Machine. Like I said, this weekend we got Spider-Verse and I'll be checking that out. The Boogeyman comes out as well. I'm hearing some good stuff about that too. Don't know if I'll see that this weekend. But we'll have to wait and see. But we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!